somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking. I didn't know he'd get
all riled up.
Right, okay. Or if somebody's about to get all riled up, you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
calm down.
All right. And at the end of the day, when you've been working hard, you say you're very
tired.
Yeah, what if it's an extreme case of it? You
say, really?
I'm just all
worn out.
Say somebody who you hear is going to the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if somebody gets overheated and then they get walk into an air conditioned room and get chilled and their eyes start watering and their nose starts running, you say it looks like he
caught a cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If it affects his voice, you say he's a little
hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a
cough.
I might say, well, at the end of the day, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick.
Or
tired.
Feeling a little
sleepy.
Sure, okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake.
Okay. Or if somebody else is sleeping, you might tell somebody, well, so-and-so's still in bed. You better go
wake her up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you have some medicine on the table next to your bed, your mother comes in and says, why didn't you
take your medicine?
But I already
have taken.
Okay, and yesterday I
took.
Alright. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say they're stone
deaf.
Okay. And if a man's been working outside in the hot sun, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweat.
Mm-hmm. What about a place that you might get on your skin that kind of a lump on your arm that's got a core in it with this white stuff inside? You know what I'm talking about? Real sensitive. It's called a rhizome or a boil.
Oh, yeah. Boil.
Yeah. What would you call that white stuff you have to mash out of?
Pus.
Yeah. Say if I got stung in the hand by a bee and my hand got bigger, you say my hand did what?
Swelled up.
Okay. My hand has
swollen.
Yeah. If I get bit again, my hand will
swell.
All right. Say if a person's got a blister on his hand, that liquid inside it, you would call that? Just call it water?
Yeah.
Okay. Say that for me?
Water.
Alright. What about if a man gets accidentally shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so he can treat him?
Be treated?
Well, the place, you would call that the
wound.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of proud flesh? Infected flesh around the wound? Okay. Could you say that for
me? Infected flesh.
Well,
proud flesh.
Yeah. And something you would put on a place to prevent infection. Kind of brown liquid. End of an eye.
Iodine?
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard of this white bitter tasting powder that people used to take for malaria? Called Quint.
Quint?
Q-U-I-N-I-N-E.
Quint?
And heard of Q-U-I-N-I-N-E.
Quinine?
Yeah, right, okay. Say, talking about a patient who's very ill, you might say the doctor did all he could, but the patient
is still sick.
Well, if he lost it.
Passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Is that, well, when you say passed away, actually you mean he
died.
Yeah. Is that kind of a more
expression.
Polite way of
yeah.
saying he died? What about a kind of a joking term for somebody that died, say somebody didn't like him? That old sorry so-and-so finally kick the bucket?
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
You say that one?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. And you might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What caused
him? Or what he died. Yeah, okay. What about the place where people are buried? You call that a...
Cemetery?
Yeah. Anything else? Cemetery or?
Burial place?
Graveyard?
Yeah, graveyard.
Say that again?
Graveyard.
Okay. And the box that you bury a person in, that's a?
Casket.
Yeah. And the ceremony for the dead person, you go to?
Funeral. Funeral.
Okay.